Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 49 of the year, Wednesday, February 18th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Tar Heel State today, North Carolina. We are looking at the 12th District, which encompasses the massive, booming economic hub of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County. And today, we are profiling a woman who is an absolute legend in the world of higher education. A lawmaker who spent four decades in the classroom before bringing her signature hats to the halls of Congress. We are talking about Democrat Alma Adams.
Stephen, if you walk through the Capitol building, Representative Adams is instantly recognizable. She is famous for her incredible collection of hats, but beneath those hats is one of the sharpest, most dedicated educational minds in Washington. Her colleagues literally refer to her as the godmother of HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities. And to understand why she fights so hard for those schools, you have to look at her incredible background.
You really do. She just gave her 2026 State of the District address at Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, and she talked very openly about her childhood. Her mother was a domestic worker. Her mother scrubbed floors and worked grueling hours so that Alma could go to school. Opportunities her mother never had. Alma took that sacrifice and ran with it. She went to North Carolina A&T, which is a powerhouse, HBCU. She got her master's degree. Then she went to Ohio State and got her PhD in art education. And then she spent 40 years as an art professor at Bennett College in Greensboro.
And she wasn't just teaching art. She was teaching civic responsibility. Bennett College is an all-women's HBCU, and Dr. Adams famously coined the phrase, Bennett bells are voting bells. She would organize these massive annual marches, taking her students directly from the campus to the polling places. So by the time she was elected to Congress in 2014, where she made history as the 100th woman sworn into the 113th Congress, she already had a lifetime of grassroots organizing under her belt.
And she immediately put that experience to work. She founded the bipartisan HBCU caucus. She constantly reminds her colleagues that HBCUs make up only 3% of the colleges in America, but they produce 50% of all black teachers and 70% of all black doctors. In the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, she is the ranking member of the Subcommittee on Higher Education and Workforce Development. She is pushing the Ignite HBCU Excellence Act, which is a massive bill to fix the billions of dollars in deferred maintenance, crumbling dorms, outdated labs, on these historic campuses.
But her advocacy goes way beyond the classroom. She operates her entire congressional office on a platform she calls the four H's: housing, hunger, healthcare, and higher education. Let's look at healthcare. Along with Representative Lauren Underwood, Alma Adams co-founded the Black Maternal Health Caucus. The United States has a horrific maternal mortality rate, and black women are disproportionately dying during childbirth. Adams pushed the Momnibus Act, and she successfully got the Protecting Moms Who Served Act signed into law to help female veterans. She has delivered over $200 million in new funding since 2023, specifically to address this crisis.
And then there is the hunger aspect of her four H's. Adams sits on the powerful House Agriculture Committee. In February 2026, just last week, she reintroduced a major bill called the Improving Access to Nutrition Act. There has been a huge push by the Republican majority to cut funding for SNAP, which is the food stamp program, and impose strict three-month time limits on people receiving food aid. Adams argues that cutting food assistance during a cost-of-living crisis is morally bankrupt. Her bill would completely lift those time limits to ensure families don't go hungry because of bureaucratic red tape.
She is definitely taking a very combative stance against the new administration in Washington right now. We are seeing her use every tool she has to fight the Trump-Vance agenda. In January 2026, she was one of the key Democrats who introduced articles of impeachment against the new Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem. Adams cited massive executive overreach, obstruction, and human rights violations regarding the new border policies. She also voted against the Republican continuing resolution, which she argued would decimate Affordable Care Act premium subsidies and cost enrolled families thousands of dollars a year.
She is fighting hard in Washington, and she has to, because the political landscape back home in North Carolina is incredibly tense. The North Carolina state legislature recently redrew the state's congressional maps for the 2026 elections. They gerrymandered the map to secure a heavy 11-3 Republican advantage across the state. Representative Adams actually testified at the state house, blasting the plan and calling it a targeted attack on black congressional leadership.
But the irony is, because of how they packed the districts, Adams herself is entirely safe. They packed as many Democratic voters as possible into her 12th district in Mecklenburg County. Charlotte is one of the fastest-growing cities in America. It is the second-largest banking center in the United States. It is young, highly diverse, and overwhelmingly Democratic. Adams has a D+24 partisan advantage. She doesn't have to worry about losing a general election. She just has to worry about delivering for the working families of Charlotte.
The 40-year professor who became the godmother of HBCUs.
The relentless champion of the four H's, fighting for maternal health and food security.
That is Representative Alma Adams. That is our profile for North Carolina's 12th district. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.